Bill, you were really part of the ragtime revival of sort of bringing this music back to public consciousness in the early 70s. Is this piece part of that, your sort of initial foray or connection with ragtime?
Actually, I wrote Rags from about 1967 on to a couple of years after Graceful Ghost, and occasionally one or two here and there after that. But I was doing that mostly at that particular time. I sort of fell into the whole ragtime revival, which had really not begun much in the United States. I found out it really had done pretty well around Toronto. Wonderful pianist, dead now, quite young. It's a great shame. This wonderful musician named John Arpin had been involved with a thing called the Ragtime Society. And there were people up there, and they'd had their ragtime. I didn't know about any of this. What had happened is that I'd had lunch with a very good friend of mine who had been the money man for music for both Rockefeller and Ford Foundation at different times, and he'd been a fan of my opera for actors, Dynamite Tonight, and